Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. I did not mean to change the song there. I was jamming out to the last time and then I clicked on a new playlist to like find out what my next song would be and it changed the song to Speak Now Taylor's version. But that's okay. I just came on a little bit earlier than I expected to. So for today, I don't have any special guests with me. I had 3 weeks ago, I think, I had my friend Ellie and we did the Summer I Turned Pretty night. And 2 weeks ago, I had Ava and we did Gracie Abrams night. That one was definitely my favorite. I love Gracie Abrams so much. And then last week I had Ava and Islin and we did Olivia Rodrigo. I was trying to think there for a minute. We did Olivia Rodrigo night. So basically, I've just been like focusing my shows around a different type of music or show that has music in it. And it's been so much fun creating all these playlists and talking about these different artists. Today, we are keeping it super chill. I don't really have like a theme for tonight. I'm just going to be like playing some music that I like, some of my favorite tunes, things like that. We just listened to The Last Time, which is one of my favorite songs on Red Taylor's version. Like, it's one of my favorite songs, like, in general. Like, I think it's in my top 20 of, like, Taylor Swift songs. It's crazy. But The Last Time, it means so much to me. It's one of those, I was just, like, talking about this earlier, but it's one of those songs that I used to, whenever I would drive home from work, it was, like, a 40-minute drive, I would play that song and just, like, bawl my eyes out to it. I would either be bawling or I'd be, like, screaming it. But it was, like, it's always been one of my favorite songs, and it makes me, like, so emotional, but, like, so happy. It's got, like, the perfect ratio of, like, music to lyrics, where, like, they're both so strong that you just want to, like, rip out your heart and scream to this song. Like, it's fantastic. I love it. I love it so much. And so I was just at Wilf's before I got here. Wilf's was doing their bingo night, and tonight's theme was Taylor Swift night, which I was so excited about because I really love Taylor Swift. I don't know if you guys can tell. I do talk about that quite a bit. And so first we were at the library, and then we had to like rush over to get to Wilf's, and we finally got in. There was like a huge long line and like a wait list, but we got in and they were playing Taylor Swift songs and Harry Styles songs and it was bingo and I was jamming so much. I was with my friends Islin and Lexi, and it was like Islin and I were having like the best time singing out to all these Taylor Swift songs, and Lexi was like not having it. Lexi is not a Taylor Swift fan, and like she was working on her essay while we were like singing to like Taylor Swift, and she kept trying to like ask me questions about it, and I was just like responding by singing. Like, she was asking me one question about her thesis for her essay, and I was literally just like singing the lyrics to Should Have Said, or not Should Have Said No, Picture to Burn, like at her instead of answering her question, and she was not having it, but it's okay. Like, one day, Lexi, you'll be a Swiftie. I guarantee it. There's no avoiding it. But so that is what I was doing earlier. So we ended up listening to The Last Time, like, shortly before we left, and I was explaining how good of a song it was. And that is why I chose to play it as our intro song for tonight. I'm not specifically going to focus on Taylor Swift, but I do love her. We might be playing more tonight. You might hear some more from her. Anyways, so today is going to be a super chill, super, super chill kind of show. I'm winding down. It's been so chaotic the last 3 weeks. Like, literally, like, it's all laughing and, like, it's been really, really exciting. And I am actually, like, really relieved to have kind of a chill night just, like, talking to you guys. I enjoy it. So, like, it's good to have, like, nights where it's like super hype, but I also really enjoy the nights where I can just kind of like come in here, it's super calm, and I just get to talk for a bit, which is so much fun. I like tonight, we're taking a break for exams, so this is gonna be my last show for a while, so I'm a little bit sad about that. I'm so excited to come back with like so many new ideas after the break, because I'm gonna go back home, I'm gonna brainstorm, I'm gonna come up with lots of new things for us to like talk about every Monday. But for right now, no theme today. So I'm gonna tell you guys a bit about my day, about like lots of stuff. So we can get like straight into that. Today was a pretty good day. Sorry, sometimes I remember things and I get really excited about it. So, I woke up early. I had some homemade Starbucks lemon loaf. I taught myself, I didn't teach myself. I followed a recipe on how to make the lemon loaf, because I keep going to Starbucks, or at least I used to. I would go to Starbucks a lot to get the lemon loaf, and I'm like, why buy it all the time if I can make it? So I tried it and it was fantastic. So I just made it again on Sunday. And I had some of that for breakfast, which was, it was so delicious. And then I got some work done this morning, which was awesome. I always feel the best. Like, I have the best days when I'm productive in the morning. So, like, Mondays and Wednesdays, I have, like, classes start until 11:30, so I can always be more productive in the morning. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, class starts at 10, so I'm never productive. And then it's, like, I always feel a lot better when I get work done in the morning, which I did today. And then we had archaeology, which we had like, oh my gosh, I have to turn off my ringer. My friend Shay has the like sci-fi ringer on like her text messages, and whenever it goes off, I know it's her because she's the only one that I have that one for. So you guys just heard her. She was the one that introduced me to lemon loaves from Starbucks in the first place, and now I'm addicted. So thank you for that. Okay, so I was going, we had archaeology, we had like an in-class assessment today, but it was honestly so much fun. It was like cognitive archaeology, and we had like a bioarchaeology one earlier in the month, which I was like I left it like feeling okay about it, but I felt really happy with this one. So I think maybe that's a sign that I should be going into cognitive archaeology instead of bioarchaeology. Maybe. We'll think about it. But yes, so I afterwards broke my streak of not going to Starbucks for, I think it was a 10 days. It was really impressive. Like, I was doing really well, but there was no line at the Starbucks, and I really felt like a cake pop, because my friend Ava apparently was getting free cake pops from the dining hall, and I really wanted a cake pop, but I have to spend $15 to get into the dining hall since I don't have a full meal plan. I just have flex dollars. So I ended up going to Starbucks and I got one, and then I got like a pineapple passion fruit refresher, because like, why wouldn't I? There was no line, which was literally like, it was a sign. And then we had another in-class assessment today. Oh my god, I had two. I killed both of them though. It was great. And then we got to leave there early, and I had another class which went by so fast. It was really nice. I earned some grades in there, and then I headed straight to the library to get some more work done. It was like, from the library I went to Wilf's, and from Wilf's I like got here. Like, it has been a day. I left the house at 11, and I'll be getting back at like 11:30, which is like, to be honest, I feel like the most productive in those days anyways. Like, when I go home and take a nap, I never feel like I had a productive day, as much as I love taking naps. So, like, I do feel, like, good about today. I did not have a productive week last week at all. I was, like, two of my classes got canceled, and I took so many naps. I did not get a lot of work done, and then on the weekend, I, like, flipped a switch, and I got, like, a whole essay done, and it was, like, a long essay, too. I was really proud of myself. The essay is for my Ancient Greece class, and it's about Patroclus and Achilles, who are my two favorite people in the whole wide world. Well, kind of. They're my favorite characters from my favorite book. And I literally, like, if you know me, you know this, but I have a poster of them on my wall that I look at it every day. Like, my walls are, like, completely decorated, though. Like, there is color. My room is so colorful. It's, like, it's very cluttered because I have so many different posters. But I have, like, the Song of Achilles ones, and then I have Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey, and then I have like one that's like an art, like it's like someone's artwork made into a poster. At home, I also have The Cruel Prince. I did not bring that one to university because it didn't really fit my other, like, posters. It was kind of, like, darker than the theme that I was going for because it was, like, red and white, and I was going for, like, a more pink theme. So I didn't bring that one, but I do have, like, my room is, like, so reflective of my personality. It's, like, literally all the things that I love that I'm constantly surrounded by, which makes me, like, really, really happy. Like, sometimes I'll just look around and I'm like, wow, like, this is a dorm room, but, like, I absolutely love it. Like, you shouldn't love your dorm room this much. That's a little bit weird, but no, I think it's wonderful. I really like my space, which is good. And Patroclus and Achilles, I had so much fun writing the essay. Like, you know, like, I say this all the time, but, like, you know you love what you're doing when you, like, enjoy doing, like, the homework or you enjoy studying for the test. Like, whenever I'm studying for history, like, I actually have a good time. So, like, I know that that's, like, something that I want to be doing, and, like, it's definitely something I enjoy. That's another thing. Like, tomorrow morning I have my ancient Rome class, and it's so early, but the, like, the thing that is forcing me to go to that class is that we did a test a few weeks ago and we haven't gotten it back yet. So, like, every class I feel like we're gonna get the test back. So I haven't missed one of those classes yet because it's like you have to go to get the notes, but, like, every single day I go in there, I'm like, you have to go to class because you might be getting your test back. Because I want to see my test so badly because I had so much fun studying for that one and I feel like I aced it. I'll keep you guys updated if I do. It might be in, like, a few weeks from now because Christmas break is coming up, or the holiday break. But I'm so excited to go back to work. I miss my work family so much, and I'm so excited to see my family as well. There are people yelling outside. I miss my family literally more than anything. I get to see my sister because we both live in Waterloo, so that's always really nice to catch up with her. But I miss my dad and my mom and my stepmom and my brothers, who I don't get to see all that often, and of course my cats. Okay, the last time I went back, my cats were so mad at me. Like, they were pissed off. I expected to go back and that they would all come running towards me and, like, they would all want to cuddle and they'd all, like, sit in my arms and be lovely cats. But no, they were so spiteful. My one cat, who is, like, the most affectionate thing in the world, like, literally wouldn't even let me hold her. And she was mad. I could tell she was not happy with me at all. And then my other cat, like, came to say hello a couple times, and my mom kept telling me about how much they missed me and how she could tell, like, they were sleeping in my room. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like they miss me and love me. Like, they're avoiding me. They were really mad at me. But, I mean, that's okay. I still love them. I wish that I could take them with me and, like, hide them in my dorm. But I don't think they'd be too happy. I do wish, though. I miss them. And then my cat and my two dogs that are up with my dad, their names are Bella and Toby, and my cat's name is Amy, but sometimes we call her Fat Amy because she's, like, a really fat cat, and it's, like, Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect. I feel bad every single time because, like, she's the cutest thing in the world, and I love her more than anything. She's actually my phone background. She's, like, the sweetest cat. And she's made fun of all the time. I defend her every time, though. I'm, like, it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I'm the only one who's allowed to call her that. Anyone else, like, no, it's mean. But I'm so excited to go and see everyone during the break. I think, like, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Everybody always talks about, like, sleeping in their own bed again. But, like, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, my bed's comfortable enough here. Like, it's not, like, super different. I just miss seeing the people that I love. And unfortunately, my best friend from home, who is going to school in the United States, literally came back to Canada and did not come and visit me in Waterloo, which is so rude. And she knows who she is. She knows I'm mad. I wanted to see her so bad, and she did not drive 3 hours to Waterloo just to see me. Like, can you imagine? How rude is that? So rude. Oh my goodness. I didn't mean that, guys. Don't think I'm a good person. Anyways, so Oh my goodness, it's been 17 minutes. Time truly flies when you are talking into this mic. I literally, like, it is my favorite thing. I look forward to it every single week. I'm going to play you guys a song, and then I'm going to come back. I kind of love the vibe that's going on right now, like, the whispering. It's like, it's kind of nice. I'm enjoying it. I feel like I'm doing, like, an ASMR YouTube video. I love watching, like, the, like, ASMR videos, not the eating ones, because the eating ones kind of freak me out, but just the ones where, like, people, like, talk really softly, and they, like, put, like, a light in front of the screen, and they, like, tell you to follow the light so your eyes get super tired. I watch those, like, before bed so I can fall asleep. It's so nice, and I feel like, that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm gonna play you guys Will You Cry by Gracie Abrams. It's probably my third favorite Gracie Abrams song. And it's like a really sweet, sad song. And I hope you guys really like it. Let's see. Words can, like, absolutely not. Oh my goodness, that was loud. Let me try that again. Words can absolutely not explain how much I love that song. Like, that song is literally, like, oh my goodness. It scratches all the right parts of my brain. And, like, it makes me, like, so, like, it's, like, it's so sad, but it's so good. Like, it's, like, you're feeling sad, and then you're, like, you stop feeling sad for a minute because you're, like, whoa, this is the greatest song ever. And then, like, you get sad again. You're, like, whoa, this is such a good song. And that is how I feel every single time I listen to that song. Gracie Abrams is everything. I love her. I love her. I love her. And, I literally just spent that whole song, like, jamming out to Gracie Abrams instead of, like, planning what I was gonna say next, but I just thought of something right on the spot. So, on Saturday was a really fun day. I went to St. Jacob's Farmer's Market with my friend Aislinn, who was on here last week. Also, if you haven't already, like, if you, like, didn't tune into last week's show, Aislinn and Ava together as a combo are, like, so unbelievably funny. So you should definitely listen to last week's show when it, like, goes up on the website. It'll say, like, after class with Carissa, and then the date. I think it was the 20th. Last week was so funny, but it was also Olivia Rodrigo night. So if you like that, you should go listen to that show. But anyways, so Aslan and I went to St. Jacob's Farmer's Market, and we had such a fun time. We got, what did we buy? We went to, like, all three buildings. I think the highlight of what I bought was debut Taylor Swift vinyl. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It was the greatest moment of, like, ever. Like, I was so happy. We were walking through, looking at all the different booths, and I saw it from far away, and I, like, gasped, and I was like, oh my goodness, no, like, it's not, like, that's not it, like, I was freaking out already, and I walked right up, and I was like, the guy hadn't noticed that we were, like, there looking at it yet, so I turned to Aislinn, and I'm like, do I do it? Like, it's $50, and I was like, $50 is, like, a lot of money, but, like, I have a $50 bill in my wallet right now. And, like, cash isn't real money. Everybody knows that cash is not real. So, like, that was, like, a free album right there. So she's like, will you regret it if you don't buy it? And I was like, absolutely. I will regret it for the rest of my life if I do not buy this. I was thinking that. I said yes, but that's what I was thinking. And the guy came up to us, and he's like, hey, ladies, like, how can I help you? And I pointed at it, and I'm like, may I please have debut Taylor Swift. And he was, like, so unbelievably excited. Like, this man, he's, like, an old man, mind you. Like, he's in his 50s. He has all gray hair. He grabs onto my shoulder and starts jumping up and down with me. And he's like, get it while I have it. Get it while I have it. Get it while I have it. And I was, like, I was getting excited. At first, I was scared because, like, I was, like, why is this, like, what's going on? Like, why is he, like, shaking me like this? And then I realized that when he was saying, get it while I have it, he wasn't saying, like, oh, I don't actually have it right now, like, but get it when I do. He was saying, he was, like, hyping me up. He's like, yes, I have it right now. Like, you can buy it right now. And I was getting so excited. And he grabbed it off, and he's like, this is so rare. And he was, like, explaining that, like, they're never making any more of those. So the only ones that, like, the ones that exist now are the only ones that are ever going to exist. And he just got, like, he got, like, a shipment of them or something. And They're going on eBay right now. Like, Aizen and I checked after. They're going for $342. Like, it is so rare. It had, like, a cute little rare sticker on it. And, like, $50 for that is a great price. Like, that is a 2006 album of, like, the most popular female artist in the world right now. Like, it's insane. And, like, I was so excited. Like, I was ready to, like, bawl, like, sit on the floor, like, put my knees up to my chest and, like, just, like, bawl my eyes out. That's how excited I was. And he was, like, he was so happy for me. He kept telling me, like, how excited he was that I was buying it. And, like, he was talking about his daughter and how he, like, she likes Taylor Swift and how he was so, like, he had done all his research to, like, make sure that he was, like, I don't know, like, he was doing, like, everything accurately. And so I paid the $50 in cash and I took the album, and it was, like, I literally, like, we went to the next booth over and I was, like, I need to, like, stop right now. Like, I was so excited. Aizen took a picture of me, and it's, like, Aizen is so much shorter than me, so, like, the picture is not super flattering, but you, like, I am smiling. Like, it is crazy. I was so happy. And oh my goodness. It was, like, I called my mom immediately, and she was, like, working. So I told her in 30 seconds how excited I was and that it was, like, the greatest thing that had happened. And then we continued to go shopping. I got some poutine. We had Froyo. I got a birthday present, or not a birthday present, a Christmas present for my brother, which was really nice. I hope he likes it. And well, it was, like, it was the greatest thing. I have, it was, like, oh, it was also, like, brand new. Like, it was unopened. Like, the seal was still on it. I'm the first one to ever open that, which is crazy. And I did open it because, like, I'm not selling that anytime soon. That is, like, my most prized possession now. It is sitting on my bookshelf on display. I love it. I'm so unbelievably happy. Like, that was the highlight. That was the highlight of November for me, for sure. Like, it was crazy. And then I just remembered that I didn't really kind of, like, talk about what I did last weekend or, like, a few weekends ago because I have been having guests on the show. So I wanted to tell you guys about, when my friend Nick came up. Nick goes to U of T. Really, really sad. I wish he went to Waterloo so I could still see him. One moment, guys. I think I need to, like, sneeze. Hold on. Okay, we're good. So Nick came up to Waterloo, and my friend Ben and Lauren, who also go to Waterloo, we all hung out for, he came up on, like, Friday night, and we went to Menchie's, which I love Menchie's. I haven't been in so long because, like, oh, Menchie's is so bad, but it's so good. It is so good. And then we went to, oh my goodness. I am, like, losing my train of thought here. We went to go to the Pinup Arcade, which was, like, it was so much fun. I wasn't expecting, like, I was expecting, like, kind of, like, the arcades that we had in our hometown, which were, like, they were a little bit, like, I don't really, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, they were kind of childish. Like, it was like a little kid arcade, but, like, this place was, like, suited towards, like, teenagers and things like that. So, there was, like, we played the basketball game and the dance game and, like, Pong, and there was, like, loud music, and you could, like, there was a place that you could go to, like, put the music on. So we played the dance game to, like, lots of different songs. My favorite was Shake It Off. Every time that song comes on, I just get, like, a burst of energy that is absolutely unmatched. And then, I was obsessed with the basketball game. If you guys didn't know, I used to play basketball when I was a kid, and, like, from, like, grade 4 to grade 8, I was on the team. So my friend Ben was so good at it, but, like, I was convinced. I was like, no, I'm better. I was not. I tried so hard. He got to, like, 220, and I got to 205, which I don't even know how I got 1 point when all the baskets were worth 2 points, but I was attached to that game literally all night trying to beat him. And I was doing pretty good. Like, I got, like, every single time I got to round five, like, even after, like, an hour of playing, my friend Nick still couldn't, like, get past round one. I'm really sorry for saying that, Nick, if you're on here. But no, it was, like, it was so cool. So if you haven't been to, like, the Pinup, like, arcade, definitely go. It is, like, it is so worth it. We stayed until, like, 2 a.m, and then we had to leave because it was closing, but, like, it was, like, one of the best nights I've had in Waterloo so far. And that was, like, a few weeks ago. Now it is cold, and I'm not going out as much at night because, like, it is literally freezing. I think it's supposed to be -7 tomorrow, and there's snow on the ground, like, all over the ground. And there were still people, like, in the alumni field when I walked here playing soccer outside. Like, the soccer field is covered in snow, and people were still, like, playing out there. And they weren't even in, like, jackets or anything. And, like, I don't understand. It literally could not be me. But, well, I was walking down freezing in my jeans and in my sweater with a coat on and a scarf. So that definitely says how I feel about the cold. I am not a fan. Not at all. I wish it could be sunny all the time. But unfortunately, we are in Canada. And that's just, like, not going to happen anytime soon. My speaking right now is so choppy because I'm trying to read through these songs to pick, like, the next song to put on. So if that's why it's kind of like I'm, like, breaking in between every single thing I say, it's because I'm, like, reading through my playlist at the same time. I want to pick a really good song, but this playlist is so unbelievably long, and I just, like, there's, like, over 500, I want to say there's 700 songs in this playlist, and I'm, like, trying to read through them all really fast to pick a good one to put on for you guys, and it isn't working so well. I'm on, like, song 200, and I haven't found one that I want to put on yet, which is, like, you would think I would have found one already, considering this is, like, my playlist. Like, it's basically, it's my master playlist, so it has every single song that I, like, have, like, ever liked or put in a playlist or listened to on it. So you would think that I would have one to put on, but I have not found one yet. This is crazy. Let's see. Oh, okay. I found a song. Now, this song is one of my favorites because it reminds me of Italy, and Italy has always had, like, well, when you hear it, you'll know why it reminds me of Italy. Like, it's, like, literally obvious. But Italy has been, like, my favorite destination country for so long, and I got to go over the summer. I went to Rome with my mom, and unfortunately, like, the airport lost my luggage, and I had no clothing in Italy. Like, nothing. I had a pair of underwear and one dress, and it was, like, my least favorite dress that I owned. Like, I was not happy. But we had to buy, like, all new dresses for me to wear because I didn't have any clothes. I didn't have any bathing suits. I had no shoes. I had no makeup. I had no skincare. Like, everything, all I had was what was in my bag. So I had, like, deodorant, and I had, like, a pillow, like, my sweatpants, because that's what I wore on the plane, and I had a couple books and, like, my phone cord and stuff. But other than that, we had to, like, buy all new stuff in Italy because I literally, like, I had nothing. But I was in Italy, so I had some of, like, the best memories that I've ever made. I got to see the Sistine Chapel, which I was, like, literally amazed. I was so much in love. It was crazy. You get, like, 15 minutes to just stand in there and, like, silently look up at all the artwork, and it was the coolest thing in the entire world. Like, seeing, oh my god, the name of the painting is blanking on me. Either way, but seeing the painting of, like, Adam and, like, God, like, the hands reaching out to each other, it's, like, I have that on, like, I have the hands, at least, I have it on my wall, like, it's in my Song of Achilles poster, and, like, it was so unbelievably cool to see it in person. The Colosseum, like, taking a tour of that was literally, like, everything that I had been dreaming of for, like, years. It was literally crazy. And so preparing for Italy before I left, I would listen to this song all the time because it just like, it made me feel like it's so magical. So I'm going to play that one for you guys right now. And I hope you enjoy. This is called Mystery of Love. I don't know what it is about that song, but every single time I listen to it, it makes me so happy and like so hopeful. And it just like, it puts me in a better place. Like it's like a happy song, but it's also like, it's one of those songs where it's like, it's so beautiful that you just have to like stop and listen to it because you're like, whoa, like that's a beautiful song. And yeah, I think that's my description of it. So I want to tell you guys some good news, and then I'm going to do like just a little chat about music since this is a radio show. And then it's already 10:40. I cannot believe that I rambled on for 40 minutes already all by myself with no script. I have no script today. I'm like, I don't know if you can tell, you probably can. I'm just going based on whatever comes to mind. So, right. So we ended up, one of the like biggest stressors for me last week was about housing, and it was literally like, it was stressing me out like crazy. Like I have anxiety, but like, it was like off the charts. Like, people would talk to me and I was getting really snappy and I felt really bad about it, but I was not in the right state. My anxiety was so bad. And finally, we got it all sorted out. I am not going to be homeless next year. Round of applause. I'm so excited. And the girls that I am going to be living with are absolutely wonderful. And I'm so excited to start like thinking about decorating and like just like having like my own place is going to be such a cool new step in like in the future. I'm so excited to get started. It's like, I want it to be second year already so I can move in and like start getting everything together. But like, I have to wait until next September to move in, which like sounds like literally crazy. But I'm really happy that everything's kind of working out. The stress is still there. Exams are coming up so fast. I feel like last week I was literally talking about midterms being over, and this week I'm talking about exams starting. Like, it's never ending around here. But I love my major so much. History, like, I'm in ancient history, for those of you who, obviously, I think everybody listening probably knows that by now, especially if you've listened to my other shows. But I'm so passionate about it, so I have really been loving my classes. Next semester though, I'm taking politics, and I don't know, I tried to take politics in grade 12, and right before it was time to like I submitted my courses, and then like 2 weeks later I went to the guidance office and I was like, hey, like, I don't want to take politics, I don't even know why I put it in there, like, can you get me out of that class? And then I did it for like university, I took politics again, and I don't know why. So I might try and switch around my schedule to see if there's something that like something else, because I don't know why I took politics when, like, I actively do not like politics. So, excuse me. So we will see about that. But for, like, the remainder, I want to go through some of, like, my favorite, like, songs and music things. Just, like, little things, like, songs that make me feel a certain way. Like, things like that, just to kind of give you guys, one, some recommendations, and it's mostly about recommendations, but giving like different artists like the recognition that they deserve, and like getting to know, it is my last show of the semester, so my first show is about me, so you know, my last show can be about me as well. I'm going to start with my favorite songs of like all time, because that's such a hard list to make, and usually how I categorize it is like my favorite songs and then my favorite Taylor Swift songs in two different categories, because like the top like 200 Taylor Swift songs like beat out literally almost all of the other songs that I listen to. Crazy, I know, but I'll just give some general, I'll give some Taylor Swift ones and then some other songs as well. So for Taylor Swift, my absolute favorite songs, like top of the top, goes to Enchanted, which was my favorite song since I was a little girl. The Lucky One and Sweet Nothing are my top three Taylor Swift songs. I want Sweet Nothing to play at my wedding. The Lucky One is like literally everything. I think Dorothea is going to be number four, and number five is so hard because there are so many good songs, but it might be Cowboy Like Me is definitely high up there. Same with, obviously, The Last Time is really, really, really high on that list. I Bet You Think About Me, Treacherous, Red, guys, I don't know if you can tell, but I really love Red. It is one of my favorite albums. Oh, You Are In Love is a really high one. I really love that song. But we will move on from Taylor Swift, going on to, like, all-time favorite songs just in general. Mystery of Love, which we just listened to, Difficult, Minor, and Will You Cry by Gracie Abrams. I really love How to Disappear and Happiness is a Butterfly by Lana Del Rey. I love Diet Mountain Dew as well. Diet Mountain Dew is like, that song was my favorite Lana song for a while until I was introduced to Norman Effing Rockwell, which is, I have that poster on my wall now. I love that album so much. It's definitely my favorite Lana Del Rey album. I love Daylight by David Kushner. I think that's how you, Kushner? I hope I said it right. I'm sorry if I didn't. By Olivia Rodrigo. Oh my goodness. Ballad of a Homeschool Girl. I love Deja Vu. Deja Vu is my favorite from the Sour album. And I like Teenage Dream and Love is Embarrassing. Love is Embarrassing, just like as a title, I associate with that so much. Like, that's kind of always been my mentality, which might not be the best, but like, I remember my friend from home like recently told me too. She was like, you've never like given off the vibe. Like, you've always like, you've seen like love and you've been like, ew, like stop, like go away. And like, in a sense, like, I obviously don't feel that way. I'm such a romantic in a way, but like, I don't know, the anthem, like, having, like, Love is Embarrassing as, like, one of my favorite, like, quotes, I guess, is just, like, so me. Anyways, I used to love Hips Don't Lie for a long time, and then it was, like, so overplayed in grade 12 at, like, every single social function that I got, like, really, really sick of it. So, that one went down. All right, so those are all-time favorites. I'm gonna give some other categories. My favorite song to like dance to, like if in like a night out with the girls or something like that, is Blah 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 by Kesha. People are bringing Kesha back and I'm so for it because that song is literally everything. I know it by heart. I sang it in the car like on our way to like prom dress shopping last year, and it was so funny because my friends have like never heard me sing it like that, like sing it before, and oh my goodness. And then I did it like, it's such an unhinged song. I love it so much. So if you're ever going out, going to, I don't know, an arcade, or if you're of age, if you're going to like a bar or something like that, Blah 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 is the song to listen to. I'm telling you, it's so good. My favorite songs to cry to, guys, not that I'm promoting this or anything, but The Last Time is like top tier. Taylor Swift has like one designated like sad song on basically every single album, so Soon You'll Get Better makes me cry literally every single time. Same with Never Grow Up. I always cried to Never Grow Up. New Year's Day is a great one. I don't know, Teenage Dream I could really, really easily cry to by Olivia Rodrigo, or this is hard. I like my sad music playlist is like all Taylor Swift, so we'll skip that for now. My favorite, oh my goodness, guys, my shower playlist is like literally everything to me. So I'll give you guys my favorite songs from there. I told my friends this today and they literally told me I was crazy, but I've always showered in the dark because it's like the vibe of showering in the dark is just so much cooler, and they were like, they were not for it. They were like, no, Chrissy, you're literally insane. But like, I just kind of remember where all my stuff is in the shower, so I can just like easily grab it without like being able to see it. So I would like, I put on, like, I turn off the lights and I put on this music, like, super loud. And I go, like, straight into fantasy land. Like, fake scenarios. You could do, like, my imagination is so wild. Like, I go everywhere. I've been to Hogwarts, you know. Sometimes I'm in Italy. It's crazy. But my favorite songs on my, like, shower playlist are Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, Dark Red by Steve Lacy. After Dark is such a good shower song. Oh my god. Daylight by David Kushner. And recently, the most recent one that's been added that is literally everything is Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo. That song eats. Like, every single time, every single shower that song is playing now, it is fantastic. I also listen to a lot of Nessa Barrett. Like, Tired of California is a really great shower song. I used to listen to Gaslight. I think I took it off, though. I did. Gaslight got really, really overplayed for me. Like, I would listen to it so much that I couldn't listen to it anymore. Oh, Nessa, I love her. She does so well. Her songs are, like, so, they're so teenage girl. Like, she captures that literally perfectly. My favorite Nessa songs, like, if you're trying to get into Nessa Barrett, or if you like that style of music, it's very much, it's giving, like, depressed teenage girl, but, like, sometimes that's the vibe that you're going through. I would definitely recommend Keep Me Afraid. Keep Me Afraid is awesome. Like, I feel like that's probably my favorite Nessa Barrett song. Or I Hope You're Miserable Until You're Dead is a great one to scream to. Tired of California is fantastic. Interesting. She has so many good songs. I like Dying on the Inside too. That one's definitely one of my favorites. I haven't, like, thoroughly listened to her, like, new album yet. There was one song. Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know if I can swear on here, but it's H-E-L-L is a Teenage Girl. That song, like, I love that one. It is so beautiful. Oh, my God. I did not mean beautiful, first of all. It is such a good song, but I just saw, like, my other favorite song, American Jesus by Nessa is everything. Play that play that song really, really loud when you're in the car. It is crazy. It goes so hard. I'm, like, clicking through all my playlists right now. So Sabrina Carpenter is such a, like, Sabrina Carpenter is bringing pop back. Like, if you like pop music, please listen to Sabrina Carpenter. Listen to her new album specifically. Go to Feather. Feather is great. I love Vicious. Decode. Decode is such a good slow song. If we had more time, I would totally play Decode for you guys right now. But we don't. We only have 7 minutes left. I cannot believe it's been an hour. That's absolutely crazy. Does not feel like that already, but here we are. And then I also, oh my god, is it not on my playlist? I'll have to add it. I can't believe I forgot that song. Oh no, it's right here. I found it. I also really like Fast Times. That's a really good one. I think all of those, I can't remember. Decode, maybe not, but I think most of those that I just said are actually on her playlist right now because she's opening for Taylor Swift. In the Eras Tour. And she has, like, a cute little short playlist there. My favorite songs to read to are slow songs. Sometimes I'll either search for, like, meditation music, or I'll go onto YouTube and find, like, piano songs where it's, like castle vibes or, like, ancient library vibes, and I'll play those. Or, like, if I'm studying, I usually play Lana Del Rey or Gracie Abrams, and for some reason, like, both of those artists just, like, absolutely put me in the studying mood, unless I'm listening to, like, one of their, like, absolute bangers where I just have to sing. Like, those two always absolutely do it for me. Oh, Kenzie Ziegler's Anatomy, which recently came out, is another song that I'm adding to my Cry To playlist. It is phenomenal. She really, like, she got the ball with that one. It is fantastic. I have my, like, I have my dancing playlist, which is just, like, fun songs. I don't think it's, like, a top-tier playlist, if I'm being honest. I really think it could have been better, but But I have, like, blah, blah, blah. I have TikTok by Kesha. That's always a good one. Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. I remember when that band started, and my brother, I was really young, and I wanted to be really cool with, like, my brother and my sister, and they introduced me to the song, and I was like, yeah, I know the song, I've heard it before, and they're like, really? It's like, how long have you been a fan? And I was like, I've been a fan of them for, like, 5 years now, because I was, like, trying to, like, sound cool, because they all knew all the lyrics and everything, and they're like, yeah, so they literally, like, became a band, like, 1 year ago, or, like, 2 years ago, and... yeah, I felt really bad because they called my bluff and I was not cool, but it's okay because I'm cool now. Yeah. Promiscuous, awesome song. Awesome, awesome. You guys, if you want to see, like, all of my playlists, you should totally follow me on Spotify. I have to admit, I do have over 30 Taylor Swift playlists, and if I'm being perfectly honest, my playlists are not that great, but... if you like Taylor Swift, you guys should definitely come on. It's like Carissa.reilly. Yes, I have 32 Taylor Swift playlists, and then the ones that are pinned. They range from, like, sad songs, like the elite songs, and then we have, like, my favorite songs. We have, like, fun playlists. One of my favorites is called Playing With Your Emotions, and it's literally, like... the saddest of sad Taylor Swift songs, and then, like, the happiest of happy ones. So, like, when you're listening to it, you're, like, bawling your eyes out, and then, like, the next second, you're, like, dancing to Shake It Off. And then I have a playlist called King Lear, because I was doing an assignment in grade 12, and I was comparing Taylor Swift to themes in King Lear. So I have one for there, and I never deleted the playlist, because I think it's so funny. And I have my country ones, my favorite bridges, like, a bunch of different Taylor Swift playlists. We have 3 minutes left. This is so sad. I'm gonna miss talking on here for the break, but I'm gonna come back with so many fun ideas. Ooh, I have 2009 to 2012 and 2013 to 2016 playlists for when I wanna, like, go, like, back in time, because some of those old songs were so good. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the music that's coming on, like, right now, but, like, seriously, like, music was at its peak in, like, 2010. Like, my 2009 to 2012 playlist is, it goes absolutely so hard. It is so unbelievably good. Yeah, so those are all, like, the categories I can think of right now, like, sad music, favorite songs, I kind of went over, like, happy music, favorite artists with the favorite songs, shower songs is, like, and, like, nighttime songs, like, songs that you listen to when you're driving are, like, my favorite category of songs. I don't know why, they're just, like, the best songs to, like, think to. I'll, like, tell you guys some more. Like, Little Dark Age is really good. My friends don't like Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo, but I eat it up, like, it's so good. Oh, You Broke Me First by Tate McRae. I didn't realize that she wrote that, like, she sang that song when she was 17 years old. Like, I thought she was, like, 20 when that came out, but no, it's been out forever. Lots of Lana Del Rey, like, West Coast and Ultraviolence. This Is the Life by Amy McDonald. That song always, like, makes me happy. Kiwi by Harry Styles. That is probably my favorite Harry Styles song. I'm not, like, a hardcore Harry Styles fan. I just have, like, a few songs of his that I listen to every once in a while. And then most recently, Can't Catch Me Now. I cannot plug that song enough. I want to see the new Hunger Games movie so bad, but I have not had the chance to yet. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that, like, pretty much concludes tonight's show. I hope you guys enjoyed. It was a little bit chaotic, not chaotic, but it was a lot of talking today, but I had a lot of fun going over everything. It's been nice to, like, kind of wind down after so, like, such a crazy, like, whole month. And I'm confident. I'm ready for my exams. I hope everybody here who's writing exams passes. Even though Aislinn refused to kiss the hawk after she stepped on it, I still think she's gonna do well. She's got it in the bag. We all do. And I hope that everybody listening has a wonderful night. Drive safe. I love you. Goodbye.